This is the Recruiting Guy Podcast. And now, here's your host, Richard Davenport.
Okay, folks, mostly basketball recruiting for this podcast. There'll be a little bit of football recruiting, but I'm going to really focus on basketball. Really, football, it's kind of on hold until the new coach is hired and announced. Then all Haiti breaks loose after that. And obviously, we at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and Hoag Sports will have that covered once that's announced, and have all the updates that you need on recruiting and other parts of what's associated with a new hire. But as far as basketball, I mean, we got two more decisions coming up pretty soon. But let's go back to that Chris Moore decision. A lot of people ask me, why not Arkansas? What happened there? Well, doing a little reaching out, I was told it was basically he wanted to play in the SEC. Obviously, could have done that at Arkansas, but wanted to get away from home. Seemed to be the main reason. Wanted to kind of, you know, stretch his wings or whatever you want to say. Wanted to just see something different, and obviously Auburn gave him that opportunity. And also just something to keep in mind, Auburn also offered Chris 3 years ago. That's basically a 2.5 year advantage over Coach Musselman as far as developing a relationship and being sold on the program. And let's face it, the kids, they don't know, they don't have a track record of what Coach Musselman is going to do just yet. Obviously, the first four games, very promising. I think that we all can see that he's probably going to be a great hire. You see the teams being so prepared, so well coached, and you just have a lot of confidence going forward. I think it's going to be a struggle for this team to make it to the NCAA tournament, but you never know. Right now, I'd probably say anywhere from 16 to 18 wins is probably doable, but what happens when you get into SEC play? We're going to find out probably in the next two games where Arkansas is basketball-wise, far as, you know, the potential. They play at Georgia Tech on Monday. That ought to be a good test and kind of give you a better indication of things. But right now, obviously, you got to be very impressed. But going back to Chris, you know, that three-year relationship really paid off. And, hey, let's face it, Auburn has won back-to-back SEC titles, and they're fresh off the Final Four. If you're looking for instant success and maybe being able to go beyond, you know, two or three years of, you know, basketball, you're looking at a team that or a program that is set to have success. At Arkansas, you're hoping for success. And again, there's optimism. There's reasons to be optimistic about future success. There's no doubt about that, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. NCAA tournament next year for sure, I think, under Coach Musselman. But you have a program with Bruce Pearl that has definitely shown the next few years is probably going to be maybe not Final Four material or anything like that, but definitely a program that will contend. And I think things like that, just the uncertainty of the Arkansas program, you don't have a track record just yet, is just one of the things that tied into that Auburn decision, along with the three-year relationship and just wanting to kind of venture out. Jalen Williams, the Fort Smith South Side, Fort Smith North Side, excuse me, forward will announce his decision on Saturday. It will be Arkansas or Auburn. He told me last night that he would announce around 1 to 3 o'clock on Saturday. I've been saying Arkansas for the longest. I'm going to stick with that prediction. Obviously, there can always be a surprise, but some things to consider. He's visited Arkansas numerous times over the years, and four times since Coach Musselman has been hired. Most recently, the official visit on November the 9th being the latest. He's only visited, based on what my best understanding, a very good source told me, he's only visited Auburn once. So you would have to like Arkansas's chances there. So, again, 6'10", 235 pounds, a guy that can play inside, outside, very comfortable hitting the three. He's a good mid-range. I think he's getting more and more comfortable with his back to the basket. Good athleticism, not great, but good athleticism. A guy that I think, if you have confidence in Coach Musselman as far as his development skills, which I think right now, just based on some of the play that of some of the guys that from last year on this squad, you have to be impressed, especially with Bailey. What he has done is really impressive, and I think maybe Coach Musselman has obviously sold him on what he can do, his strengths and his weaknesses, and he's staying within his strengths and staying away from his weaknesses. And I think that's something that Coach Musselman could do with Jalen Williams. 6'10", 235 pounds, I could see him being about 240, maybe 250 in college. Obviously, he gets stronger, more aggressive. The sky's the limit just because of his range and his versatility. He could play the four, five, maybe even the three occasionally. But should be Arkansas on Saturday, but we'll see. There's no guarantees until he comes out and says it. Then you got K.K. Robinson. Kalen Robinson, the 6'1", 175-pound point guard from Oak Ridge Academy in West Virginia by way of Bryant. He'll announce on Thanksgiving. You'd have to, again, feel really good about Arkansas's chances there. He'll decide between Arkansas and Kansas. He and Moses Moody are very close. They've stated numerous times that they want to play together and on the next level. Arkansas is the only school that obviously gives them that possibility because Moses is committed to Arkansas right now. So, again, here's a guy that has the capability of playing the one or the two. I love his mentality, his focus. When he's playing, he doesn't get too high, too low. And I think that's something that you see sometimes with some guys that get a little too emotional, a little too heated, maybe after a bad call or something like that, and it affects their play. Not KK. He's a guy that just is very even keel, and he can score from outside, inside, drive to the basket. Very good at driving to the basket, and I really like what he brings and the potential that he brings too. Because I think obviously with more development, his overall game will just continue to get better. But he has the physical capabilities that you're looking for. The very good quickness, ability to handle the ball. Very good defense. I'm a big K.K. Robinson fan just because how he handles himself on the court. He's just a guy that I think could be a leader, even though he'd be kind of a leader by example. He's not real vocal, but he's a guy that you look at and you can see where other players admire how he operates and how he conducts himself on and off the floor, too. So, again, two big decisions coming up. I think they're going to go two for two, but we'll have to wait and see about that. I know Moses Moody is recruiting both of these guys. So, hey, you got to like that because you got one of the top 30 prospects in the country trying to say, come play with me. Guys like to play with great players, and obviously Moses Moody is that, along with and both Jalen and KK are very similar as far as being guys that have the potential to be great players. So should hear some good news, but we'll have to wait and see. Isaac McBride told me Tuesday night he will be making his decision soon. He made an unofficial visit to Arkansas September the 27th. I've been told he's taking some other visits, but not confident enough to say which schools, even though I've been told a couple of schools, but I think it's going to come down to Arkansas and maybe another SEC school, but I'm not 100% on that. I think that, if he wants to be a Razorback, I think the opportunity is there, but we'll have to wait and see. And I've been saying it for the longest, and I thought I kind of went back on that prediction that he would make a decision around the national signing early signing period, which ended yesterday. But after what he told me Tuesday, a decision soon, I feel a little bit better about that. Just because, again, when you're a college coach, college program, you need to know what your numbers are going to look like going forward. And the sooner that Isaac McBride can tell the coach that he's going to play for going forward, the better. Let's talk a little bit about football and the new football coach and what's going to happen. It's going to be insane because we saw with Coach Morris the early signing period in 2017 when he was hired on December, I think it was December the 6th, and he had basically a week and a half before the early signing period. So you have so many disadvantages when you're a new coach and trying to put together a new staff, evaluating the current roster, now you throw in the transfer portal, and you're not only evaluating the roster, but you're trying to convince these guys not to jump into the portal because it's so much easier nowadays. You don't have to have the permission of the head coach or the university to jump into the portal. And that's something that, again, I've said it a couple other times during podcasts, that Hunter Yurecek said in that team meeting after Coach Morris was let go, please don't jump into the portal immediately. Give the new coach a chance. And so far it looks like the guys are doing that, and they're focused on the next two games. But that's definitely one of the biggest challenges for the next head coach, because he's got to make sure that he can try to keep most of these guys on campus. Obviously, there will be some transfers. There's no doubt about it. But how many, and how much can you keep it to a minimum? That's going to be key. But the new coach, when he comes in, he's got that December early signing period, December the 18th through the 20th, that you got to deal with. And you look back at Coach Petrino, Coach Bielema's recruiting classes, first recruiting class, night and day between from them to Coach Morris. Coach Morris only had a few days leading up to the early sign-in period. Coach Petrino, Coach Bielema did not have to deal with the early sign-in period. They had the traditional sign-in period of the first Wednesday in February. So they basically had 2 months to work on their recruiting class, where Coach Morris and the new coach will have very limited time going up to the early sign-in period. And the early sign-in period is so important because 70% of the kids – prospects usually sign during the early signing period. So the talent pool is greatly reduced leading up to the traditional signing period in February. So that's what you're facing. Coach Petrino and Coach Bielema both signed pretty good classes considering that they were new coaches and they had limited time trying to recruit and develop relationships with the guys that they did sign. They were both top 30 classes, according to ESPN. Coach Morris's class, first class, number 51 in the nation. So I don't think that you're going to be able to overcome this early signing period and in February look and say, oh, we have a top 25 class. That's very, very unlikely. I'm not going to say it's not doable, but it's very unlikely. So I think going forward, once that head coach is announced, it's going to be fast and furious, and there's going to be so many challenges for the next head coach. But you're probably going to take a hit on this recruiting class more so than you have in the past, just because of the early signing period. That's it for this week's podcast. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. If you have any suggestions or wants in future podcasts, tag me on Twitter or email me at rdavenport@arkansasonline.com, and we'll definitely take that in consideration. Until next week, take care.